This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Dorian, one of the most powerful Atlantic storms ever recorded, is hovering over the Bahamas, increasing fears of what will happen when it nears the Florida coast. Reuters' Conway Gittens has details.
The first death recorded from the storm? A boy drowned in northern Bahamas, according to the Bahamas Press. And the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies estimated that as many as 13,000 homes have already been destroyed or severely damaged. More damage and flooding is expected as the catastrophic storm moves at just 1 mile per hour. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham.
It's just incredibly dangerous. And the other part of this, some of the rainfall could be 30 inches in this area, plus at the same time, the storm surge. 18 foot, even up to 23 foot in this area. So just a very dangerous situation for the Bahamas.
And some of that damage is headed for parts of Florida. The state is not expected to take a direct hit, but the outer bands of Dorian's ferocious wind and rain still can cause damage.
That's Reuters' Conway Gittens. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an explosion in Kabul late Monday, just hours after a U.S. negotiator shared with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani key details of a deal that would see thousands of American troops leaving Afghanistan. That blast in the Green Village compound, which houses international organizations and guest houses, killed at least five people and wounded about 50 others. Earlier, U.S. officials said they had reached a draft framework agreement with the Taliban that would require American troops to vacate five military bases in Afghanistan within 135 days of signing the document. The death toll is expected to rise. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.